Greetings in Jesus' name on this ninth day of May, the year of our Lord 2023. It's an absolutely splendacious morning and a beautiful weather. The sun's just beaming through the windows. It's 8:01 a.m. and we have been at it since early this morning, I think around 5:40 or something, here in my office seeking the Lord, reading, studying, thinking, praying, meditating, after it for Christ, believing the Lord for all that He has for us. And I know that I'm among friends today that's believing God with me for revival, for a move of the Lord, for churches being started and churches being established and pastors being called and preachers being sent out into the highways and hedges of our world. Thank God for friends and co-workers and co-laborers as we labor together and fight the good fight of faith and stand strong in this day of that is perilous. Everywhere we look, it's perilous. And now people are thinking that artificial intelligence is going to rule the world. And we're looking toward IT work and computer work when we ought to be looking toward the Almighty. In a day when people are actually worshiping a bird or a salamander more than they are the Creator. And the Lord told us in Romans that it would come a day that they would worship the creature more than the Creator. And we're living in those days, but thanks be to God, we have the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And we have no sad stories because God is good and He's good all the time. In your Bibles today, I'd like to invite you to look with me in the Old Testament book of 2 Kings. And when you find your place, look with me in 2 Kings chapter number 7. What a great book we have. What a wonderful book we have here in 2 Kings. And in verse number 3, the Bible says, "And there were four leprous men at the entering in of the gate. And they said one to another," listen to this. This is of note. This is something that we ought to really, really put in our hearts. This question. This is a question that needs to be wrung out herald forth all throughout the world. Here's the question. Why sit we here until we die? What a question. What a question. And this is permeating my heart today. And I'm praying that it will permeate the ears and the hearts of the people that are listening to this broadcast. This is a question that every believer needs to ask. Now, I know that this was a literal death. And they were going to die in the next verse because of their leprosy. And they were going to die because of the famine that had come across their land. And I know that this is a literal death. But I want to make an application, if you'll allow me to, today, to this great truth. Why sit we here until we die? How many a believer needs to ask this question? When death has crept in and spiritual declension has crept into the hearts of the people of God, where we used to be so excited about serving the Lord, and our services used to be so touched of God. I mean, the anointing of God. Hey, listen for just a little while. We didn't have to sing our favorite song to try to jamboree things up and try to get things going in such a way. We didn't have to come in and work it up like some fleshly service and try to hoop and holler and work it up. No, the touch of God was there. We didn't have to sing our favorite little hymn and all of these different things to try to get people's emotions going so that we could have a service. Certainly, we didn't have to do any of that. When the people stepped into the house of God, they entered into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. They had been meeting with God. The touch of God was upon their life. The anointing of God was on them. And they came prepared. But now, we're so sidetracked. Death has crept in. It seems as though that we've spent most of our time looking at the screens of our day instead of looking into the Holy Word of God. And we're dying. And we need to ask this question, why sit we here until we die? And the Bible says a few verses down, I love this. This is amazing. A few verses down, 2 Kings 7:6, when they took off to go to the Syrians, the Bible says, "For the Lord had made the host of the Syrians to hear the noise of chariots. When you step back toward life and said, I'm going to do something about this, you know what God does? He begins to work in a mighty way. Not that he's not working. He, even when we don't believe, he abides faithful. But still, when we begin to step toward and say, you know what, I'm tired of this death life. I'm tired of dying spiritually. I'm going to step back and do things for the Lord. I'm going to work again. I'm going to get my bus driver's license and not put the little stop sign out for the kids. And thank God for those that do that. But I'm going to get a bus driver's license and drive for Christ. I'm going to go into the highways and hedges of this world, and I'm going to bring kids to Christ so that they might hear the gospel. And when we take that step, God begins to work. God begins to move in a great and a mighty way. Of course, the devil does too. But yet, we begin to go forward. This question, why sit we here until we die? Let's answer it today and say, I'm not sitting here no more. I'm going to go on for Christ. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful, Christ-filled, terrific, and a tenacious Tuesday. And we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.